Did you know that Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, has over 90 different shows produced by over 350 community members? This wide range of programming produced by our diverse group of programmers ensures that we have a show you'll love. We have shows on feminism, spirituality, disability rights, politics, unions, and parenting. We play jazz, indie rock, reggae, blues, and folk. We broadcast in a dozen different languages and have more First Nations programs than any other radio station in Vancouver. Find your show on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. All different, all the time.
Voices. You are listening to Animal Voices on 100.5 FM, CFRO, Vancouver Co-op Radio, and I am your host, Jenny. And today is actually my last program with Animal Voices. I'm sorry to report that I have moved far away and it's very difficult for me to be part of the show, so I'll be moving on to pursue other animal activist efforts, but I wish everyone here at Animal Voices all the best in the programs moving forward. I think this is really great work that gets done here every week, and of course out in the world too. We love to feature you. So if you have any comments or questions for us, feel free to write to us at radioanimalvoices@gmail.com. This week's show is all about featuring Canadian and vegan music. So our guest today is a special singer. Her name is Elisa White-Glutz, and she's currently in the band Arch Enemy, which is a really popular metal band. But first, we've got some Canadian vegan music for you. So this song is from a longtime Animal Voices supporter, Biff Naked, and the song is called The Only One. Enjoy.
You are the only one, you are my number one.
That was a song from Biff Naked, who's a very world-renowned Canadian vegan musician, entitled The Only One. Coming up, we have another local Canadian vegan musician, which is actually one of my projects, a band called Hello Harmless. The song is called Biology, and it originally premiered right here on the Animal Voices program.
I've been dejected, cut up into pieces. I'm separated and dismembered.
In just a few minutes, we're going to feature our special interview with Elisa White Glutz from the band Arch Enemy. But first, I wanted to share one of their songs with you. So this is a track of theirs entitled You Will Know My Name. And hopefully, at the end of the show, you will know their name.
Thank you.
That was the song You Will Know My Name by our featured artist today, Arch Enemy. And that track, of course, is off their brand new album, War Eternal, which is out now. You can also find them touring all across everywhere for the next year and maybe more. So please do check them out. For more information, you can find them online at archenemy.net. But in the meantime, first we hope you'll stay tuned for our interview with their current lead singer, Elisa White-Glutz. She is a Canadian from Quebec, and she has been singing for a really long time. Before this project, she was part of another band that was quite successful called The Agonist, and she's been part of many other projects before that. She's really had quite a long career in music before she came to replace the former lead singer of Arch Enemy, who also happened to be vegan. That band also has some vegetarian members and is known for having songs that speak to issues like animal rights and social justice and those sorts of themes. So I really hope you'll enjoy our interview. This interview is quite interesting because I actually did it last night at the Commodore Ballroom here in Vancouver. So I got to go backstage, which was kind of cool and very loud. So I hope you'll excuse some of the poor audio quality. The show was actually in progress while we recorded this, so I guess it will be that much more special. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
So how did you become vegan?
Well, I was raised in a vegetarian household, and when I was about 12 or 13, I started learning a little bit more about where food comes from in general. You know, how are eggs made? Where does milk come from? Even, you know, where does most flour come from? Where are the vegetables coming from? What does organic mean? Just learning a little bit more about nutrition and agriculture and how to read labels and things like that. And obviously when I found out about the dairy and egg industry, I realized right away it wasn't something I wanted to support. I had already been, you know, I would never wear leather for anything like that, obviously, but the only animal products that I had been using prior to that were dairy and egg. And so when I learned a little bit more about that industry and the myth of, oh, but it doesn't hurt the animal to take the milk or the eggs, was shattered, then, you know, I just went vegan and I never looked back. And so it's been like more than half my life now.
Wow, that's really amazing. Yeah. And so you also call yourself an animal activist. So for you, what's the difference between being vegan and being an activist for animals?
You know, I applaud anyone who does any amount of work for a good cause. And, you know, even if somebody's like not vegan, but they like to rescue pets, that's great. Strange to, you know, donate a lot of money to a charity or like put in a lot of time and effort to work for animal rights when you can very easily protest the most abusive industry in the world when it comes to animals simply by being vegan. You know, like every day you have to eat, you have to wear clothing, you have to utilize energy or go somewhere or purchase something in some way. So by simply just choosing the vegan alternatives for all of those things, you're already making a huge statement. And it's actually, I mean, I've heard it been called this before and I agree, it's the simple, most effective form of activism there is, because every single day you're fighting against things that you don't want and you're promoting things you do want. But like I said, there's always more steps you can take, you know, getting a legislature to change, doing protests, you know, picketing, running campaigns, signing petitions. You want to get like really hands-on, like I said, rescuing, working in shelters, things like that. But you know, being vegan is like really easy, so I would say that's like a good place to start. Yeah.
That's awesome. I've also noticed you're quite outspoken about your beliefs and you don't shy away from using words like vegan and animal activist. Mm. I think my favorite is when you were on Canadian Idol. That's like they even kept that part in, that you're vegan, which I thought was super cool. So do you ever face criticism for doing things like that and being outspoken?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, because to me it's not beliefs, you know. Beliefs, the word belief indicates that you're choosing to acknowledge some idea as a fact. But like, this is not an idea or a story. This is real life. This is reality. This is really happening all over the world. You can see footage from factory farms. You can ask the factory farms how they do it. And I mean, if there's a piece of flesh on your table, it had to come from someone's body. So obviously somebody was killed for it. So this is more than a belief. This is fact. This is reality. And veganism is accepting the reality that we live in, but choosing to try to change it, you know. And of course, the fact that a lot of people get scared off by the word vegan, especially nowadays, because it's becoming a more popular word. So a lot of people get scared off by it. Or they just get like instantly defensive because they don't understand what it is. They think it's like some Mormon group, or they just like don't get it.
Evangelicals out there.
Yeah, they associate it with religion, which it's like the total opposite of, because it's actually based in reality on this planet and not in like some potentially true story that somebody wrote. So yeah, people get scared off by that word a lot. But the thing is, like, I don't know how to put it any other way than, like, I know I'm right in this situation. And it's not about me or about that person. It's about the animals, and it's about the planet. And you can't tell me that an animal wants to be killed to feed you. You know what I mean? So, I obviously respect other people, because everyone was raised differently. Everyone is conditioned in their society in a different way. It has nothing to do with the person themselves, but I don't necessarily respect the decision to unnecessarily harm other living beings. So I think a lot of the times people that get scared off, or people that, you know, criticize vegans, they like to make it about themselves or about the vegan that they're talking to, but it's not about them. The whole point is that it's about thinking about others, not about yourself only. So
that's so cool. And I'm wondering too, because you travel a lot with your music, so yeah. How do you stay vegan on the road?
Well, like I said, I've been vegan for a lot longer than I've been touring. I mean, I've been touring for about like 10 or 12 years, but I've been vegan for longer than that, like 15 years or something. So it's really easy. I mean, Happy Cow is the best app there is. I don't know how I did it before Happy Cow, actually. Thinking back, I really don't remember. But, in the early days when I was like, you know, really broke on tour, and we would just be like sleeping in the van and never having a hotel room, like showering in the sink with like a wet rag type of thing. I would bring a cooler and like fill it up with ice from the bars that we would play. And then I would, you know, go to like a grocery store and buy like a bucket of salad and like tomatoes and bananas.
That's
and
so
stuff.
Hardcore,
and,
bar
yeah,
salad.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, just eat off of that. Nowadays, because veganism is becoming a lot more popular, there's like a lot of different places to go. Like just today, I went to 2 different vegan restaurants.
Where'd you go?
I went to Gorilla Food.
Okay.
And then there's this place, it's not a vegan restaurant, but they have an entire vegan menu.
Oh, cool.
It's in the Four Seasons Hotel, and it's called
View. Oh,
okay.
Like,
Y-E-W.
That's the letters.
And they had great vegan options. And so it's really easy now, because there's so many vegan restaurants around. Even, like, some chain restaurants, like Chipotle, have vegan options. It just takes, like, a tiny bit more planning, but it's super easy. And, like, I mean, you know, my band has said before, like, when it comes to touring, vegans are the true hunters. You know, because we'll find any vegan place in any city in any language around the world to go eat, whereas, like, omnivores will just, like, see a McDonald's across the street and go. So, we're the real trackers and hunters in this case.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, too, what you think is the most pressing issue facing animals right now?
You know, it's tricky because there's so many wrongs in the world, you know what I mean? And I know that another argument that I face a lot is, yeah, but there's people that are being hurt, so let's fix that first, and then we can focus on animals. But again, veganism is, like, the one thing that is a solution to, like, a lot of wrongs at the same time, because, like, people who are starving wouldn't be starving if we didn't take all the food that they could potentially be eating, all the crops, fatten up animals with them, and then ship the animals across the country, slaughter those, and then resell it to rich Westerners, you know what I mean? Like, meat is a luxury item. We could take that first raw product, which would be a plant, feed that to the people that need it. I mean, of course, there's politics that would get involved in this case, but, you know, essentially speaking, we can feed the number of people that are on the planet. We're just choosing not to because we want more processing and more products that aren't actually natural when you think about it, because it's not coming straight out of the earth that way. So there's so many issues. I mean, it can get overwhelming. You know, people can sort of get like cause exhaustion, because of course animal farming is I think is the biggest one, because it's the one that's the most overlooked. You know, right now it's really popular to be against SeaWorld. No one wants to see a whale. No one wants to see a sad whale or dolphin. But a lot of people will eat a cow and not think about it. So a lot of the causes, or like nobody wants to see puppies and kittens getting killed, but then they want that breeder puppy because they just think it's really cool, not recognizing the fact that if they would just go rescue a puppy, they would save that puppy's life and make room in the shelter for another puppy to be saved. So, you know, there's pet overpopulation, there's pollution in general of the planet destroying habitats of wild animals, hunting, obviously animals and entertainment circuses or SeaWorld is another problem, but I think the most common issue that is the most ignored is animal agriculture, because, you know, I can guarantee that almost anyone, if you walk into a room with 10 people, like let's say at this concert right now, I don't know how many people are out there, but let's say there's, in the first front row, there's 100 people, let's say. Probably at least 95 out of 100 of those people killed an animal today, but don't think they did. You know, so I think that's the biggest problem. That's what we have to change. Because if people realized that they were killing animals, a lot of them would stop. Some people are okay with that for whatever reason. I'm not okay with that. But the real problem is the ignorance that most people have in terms of what they're doing when they purchase animal products.
Totally.
Yeah.
You are listening to Animal Voices here on 100.5 FM, CFRO Co-op Radio, and that was part one of our interview with Elisa White-Glutz from the band Arch Enemy. It was recorded right here in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom last night. We're going to take a quick break now and check out one of Elisa's songs from her previous band, The Agonist. The song is called And Their Eulogies Sang Me to Sleep.
Oh,
You are listening to Animal Voices here on 100.5 FM CFRO Co-op Radio in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm your host, Jenny. Thank you so much for being part of my very last show with Animal Voices. So for my big send-off, I wanted to do a really epic interview, which we're right in the middle of right now. So let's jump back into our interview with Elisa White-Glutz from the band Arch Enemy.
I want to talk a little bit about your music, too. So I think your story is so cool. It's like a dream come true.
Yeah.
You got a phone call one day, the first band you listened to in the genre, you're in the band.
Yeah.
What was that like? What was that moment like?
You know, it's a little different than, like, I guess, you know, if you're, like, it's similar to, like, the rock star movie or whatever, but, like, it's different in the sense that, like, I did put in, like, 10 years of, like, grueling work before that. You know, so, like, I really worked towards this goal for a very long time, and I've toured with, like, a lot of different bands at different levels, sometimes in a tour bus, sometimes in a van. I've toured even in my car before, you know. And, you know, my older sister actually used to tour just by Greyhound bus city to city, so... So I know, I've been in the industry long enough to, like, really know how it works and know where I stand and what my goals are and what I'm doing both on and off stage. And so when I got the phone call from Angela and Michael, I was like, I'm totally ready for this. Like, I wasn't expecting it, but, like, totally. Like, I was at the point where I was like, well, I've really worked a lot here and I have a great fan base, but, like, I'm prepared to go further with this. So it was, like I said, unexpected, but I actually felt natural at the same time.
That's super cool. I'm interested too, because the new album is the first one that you've been recorded on with this group, so I'm wondering how you think the sound of Arch Enemy has changed since you've added your voice to the mix.
You know what, I don't think it's changed too dramatically, because you know, like any band, when there's like a member change, I think you try to keep the core sound of the band quite similar. You know, you can see it with other bands that have switched out singers. You know, I wrote a bunch of the songs, so obviously it's my lyrics and my take on how they should be performed on the record. And obviously when I perform on stage, I'm doing it my way. But, you know, I'm a big fan of all of Arch Enemy's albums, and I'm happy to make music along those lines. And so I think that I think we've opened some doors. We've taken the core sound of Arch Enemy and kept that very true, but we've also sort of opened some doors into, like, potentially a little bit different territories that we could go musically, which is exciting for all of us. Yeah.
That's super cool. And I'm wondering, you mentioned your writing with the band and how it's your lyrics now. So what are your musical influences?
You know, lyrically, it's very, like, personal. So, like, not necessarily talking about myself, but it's very much what goes on in my head. So a lot of it is about veganism or about, I mean, I'm straight edge too, so that's something else that I like to think about. Just thinking about, you know, your body being like a vehicle to live on this planet, and taking care of that. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm really inspired necessarily by any other group in particular or any other singer or lyricist in particular, but, you know, I definitely write about what I think, which is why, you know, I think it's funny if somebody else were to, like, sing one of my songs, I would think it's, like, kind of weird, because, like, unless they're also vegan and straight edge, it's sort of like, well, why are you singing that? But anyways, but yeah, and it's, I mean, it's great, because Angela, who was the singer before, she's also vegan, you know, and, like, Michael, who's the other lyricist and the leader of Arch Enemy, he is, you know, really, like, he's been vegetarian forever, and, like, he's also very strong-minded about these things, so, you know, we all sort of see eye to eye on this, so it makes sense when I'm singing even the old lyrics.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've heard you mention in some interviews too that one of your influences is musical theater sometimes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is this a rumor?
Yeah, no, I really like I really like musical theater.
What's your favorite musical?
Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah, I mean, it's a rock opera, right? So it's got the best music, but
that's the best answer.
Yeah, no, I really like musical theater. I don't know if it comes out as much now in Arch Enemy, because I'm not using, like, my clean singing voice as much, but when I go on stage to perform, I'm really feeling the lyrics and living the songs, sort of like a theater presentation, so, yeah, I love musical theater.
That's awesome. I think we've got to wrap this up, because it's getting really loud here.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, what's next for you and the band?
Just a lot more touring. We have like another year still of like full touring.
That was our interview with Elisa White-Glutz from the band Arch Enemy. You can check out their new CD, War Eternal, which is on shelves now and online. And you can visit their website at archenemy.net for tour dates and more information. So please check them out. We leave you now with one of their other songs off this new album called No More Regrets. Was the song No More Regrets from our featured artist today, Arch Enemy. Coming up for you, we have some great Canadian music as part of our Canadian music show on Animal Voices on 100.5 FM CFRO Co-op Radio this week. So our next track is going to be from a local Canadian group called The Rebel Spell. The song is entitled Hopeless.
There's a deep, deadly sadness growing inside.
was the Rebel Spell with their song Hopeless off their new recording, which is now available. Coming up next, we have a previously unreleased song from the local band The Living. The song is called Humankind and features several really great vegan activists from the Vancouver area. Humankind from a Canadian group called The Living, which is based right here in Vancouver. The next song that I'm going to play is from a project of mine called Hello Harmless, and it's really significant to me and Animal Voices because I actually wrote most of the lyrics for the song on my way to Animal Voices a little more than a year ago. So really excited to premiere it for you on the radio today on CFRO 100.5 FM Co-op Radio. The song is by Hello Harmless, and it's called Being Alive.
We'll be right back. is your big chance, so don't blow it.
We're here to present the cutting-edge radio you want to hear. What about a program featuring just local Vancouver bands?
No market for that.
We have an expert on gospel music.
No.
Our public affairs programs dig deep with voices other stations won't touch.
No.
Programs with First Nations hosts?
Sorry, no market for that.
We've got a lot of shows in other languages for people all over the world. Folk music?
You're kidding, right? Who would sponsor that?
Can't make big bucks with programs people want to hear? You have to go to Co-op Radio for that. Community-owned radio. Now at 100.5 FM. The switch is on.
Welcome back to Animal Voices on CFRO 100.5 FM, Co-op Radio. Coming up next for you, we have another Canadian song. This is from a musician called Gacy from Toronto, and the song is called Tell a Friend.
I see that fur around your neck, and I notice you are human. Do you know now who that come from? Cause it looks real and it's creeping me out. That you're meant to be so cool now. Folks strolling by, what's going on inside? Tell you a story for your child and size. No puppy, that's your brother, that's a coyote. I wonder if you spoke my language, would you say? I got a little plot to stop the pain, blind minds too. This collaboration between me and you, just cousin canines and the primates, so we got the same mother. You give us love, so we're fighting for each other like you pulling out.
Was the song Tell a Friend by Gacy. We're coming to a close here on Animal Voices today, and once again, this is my last show with the Animal Voices program, so I just wanted to take a minute to reflect on our time together. I like to think I've done some innovative things as a host and producer of Animal Voices. We have had some really cool shows, which you can check out in the archives available on our website, animalvoices.org. Some of my personal favorites are last summer, when everyone was away, I produced a show where I had two guest hosts, which were two vegan comedians, Mike Kaplan and Zach Sherwin, came on to help me co-host via the phone, which was pretty cool. And beyond that, I had another program where we were doing it about vegan internships. And I think that we had the most guests we've ever had on a program. There were 5 individual interviews in that show, so that was pretty interesting. And the show is entitled How to Become an Animal Rights Intern. Beyond that, I also really enjoyed the Halloween program last year, which was just rebroadcast a few weeks ago on Co-op Radio. And that program featured 3 interviews with some different burlesque stars talking about costuming and makeup for Halloween. And I've done some other cool programs like the Vegan Straight Edge show, which I was really proud of and allowed me to highlight a special part of my and several other people's lifestyle. And there was another show we did where we interviewed people from all the veg fests all over the world, which was pretty cool. And I think one of the ones that I was most taken by was my show last month for Fashion Week. I guess it was in September, so 2 months ago, depending on how you're counting. Welcome to November. The show had an interview with Joshua Katcher of The Discerning Brute, and he was very well-spoken and intelligent, and also featured local artist Tara Lee Gardner, which is something we always strive to do, featuring a mix of local and international people. So if you enjoy what we do here at Animal Voices, please stay connected with us over the week. Visit us on animalvoices.org, where all our podcasts are available to listen to at any time after the shows air. You can also check us out on Twitter at animalvoicesyvr, and on Facebook by searching for Animal Voices Vancouver. This last song is really special to me because it's from one of the interviews I was most excited about with Mercedes Arnhorn from the Canadian band Courage My Love. You can check out the interview on our website, animalvoices.org, and the song is called We're Not in Kansas Anymore. In the meantime, if you want to stay connected with me, you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at TheJanDoe, and be sure to stay in touch with Animal Voices. We'll be right back here next Friday from noon to 1 p.m. on CFRO 100.5 Co-op Radio. Stay tuned for Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith, and remember to be kind to the animals.
Second chance, this time we're on our own.